I didn't know.
Not as a
murderer. Now we'll find out.
This hearing of the Starfleet Civilian Resource Allocation Committee is now in session. Dr. Rosalind Lear, you have petitioned this committee asking that Starfleet transport you to SETI Alpha 5 so that you may search for historical logs left by Khan Noonien Singh and his followers.
That's correct.
How can you be certain that these logs exist?
6 years ago, an anonymous source sent me a set of logs that were recorded by Starfleet historian Lieutenant Marla MacGyvers while she was exiled with Khan on SETI Alpha 5. The logs are vivid, detailed, and contradict much of what history tells us about Khan. MacGyvers intended to record the entire history of Khan's life both before and after his exile. She died before she could complete that project, but if more of these logs exist, they could offer us profound insight into those like Khan who commit unspeakable atrocities.
You have refused to provide the logs for this committee's review.
I've included redacted transcripts in my petition.
Heavily redacted, Dr. Lear. The mission you propose is hazardous.
History is written by the victors, Commander. Why would Starfleet hesitate to correct the record unless they're afraid of what I might find there?
Dr. Lear.
Commander Kay, may I be heard?
Of course. The committee recognizes Captain Hikaru Sulu of the USS Excelsior.
Thank you. I am one of the very few still living who knew Khan personally. I was there when he attempted to steal the USS Enterprise and kill Captain Kirk. History has been more than fair to Khan Noonien Singh.
Kirk's first encounter with Khan was stricken from the official records and only included in his personal logs. I've requested copies of those logs and been refused.
Captain Kirk died 3 months ago. Upon their deaths, all captains' personal logs are classified to protect both the living and the dead.
Protect us from what? Perhaps learning that Kirk knew damn well that SETI Alpha 5 was next to an unstable planet and that SETI Alpha 6 would likely explode shortly after he exiled Khan and his people there?
How dare you suggest such a thing?
No evidence exists to prove otherwise. Khan's obsession with Kirk makes a lot more sense if he believed Kirk knew he was leaving him to a fate much worse than death on SETI Alpha 5.
Is it your intention to tarnish the legacy of one of Starfleet's most decorated officers?
It is my intention to find the truth.
Khan was one of humanity's greatest mistakes, a product of ill-advised genetic manipulation.
This is a segment of one of MacGyver's logs. May I play it for the committee?
You may.
Historian's log, day 72 of exile. This afternoon, I watched Khan help Joachim build a raft. He's so gentle with the boy, an incredibly patient teacher. I can't help but think he would make an extraordinary father. He told me the story last night of the hours just before the fall of Tehran, one of many history has forgotten. He'd already planned his escape aboard the Botany Bay when his spies discovered the location of the last hidden augment laboratory somewhere in Montana. It was filled with children, and he couldn't bear to think of the fate that awaited them when his empire collapsed. Over his officer's strenuous objections, he led the mission himself and barely managed to liberate the children and destroy the lab. It was his last battle on Earth. And now those children live among us. Because of him, they have known freedom for the first time. History tells us that those who created Khan and the Augments viewed their experiment as a failure. But they never understood the man they made. And I fear they never will.
Our current historical perspective on Khan is reductive at best. What would a more complete picture illuminate for us? Why was he so determined to avenge himself on Kirk? Those logs could just as easily clear Kirk's name as damn him.
I have no doubts about the character of James Kirk.
Then help me find the rest of the story. It's not just about Khan. The seeds of good and evil are within every human soul. Does that make men like Khan inevitable? Are the best of us one bad circumstance, one twist of fate away from succumbing to the darkness that lives in all of us?
Commander Kay, with this committee's permission, I will take Dr. Lear to City Alpha 5. I'm not certain that the answers she seeks are there, but I do believe she asks a valid question.
Very well. This committee is adjourned.
You're listening to Star Trek Con. Episode 1, Paradise.
Ensign Tuvok, where are you?
Stay where you are. I will come to you.
Any sign of the cargo containers?
Negative visibility. But my readings show Corton steel alloy 20 meters straight ahead. The desert may have consumed them.
Lead on. 26 years ago, this was a fertile plain on the edge of a freshwater inland sea. The hills were covered with trees, some as high as Earth's ancient sequoias, and life was everywhere. Oh, if I close my eyes, I can almost see it.
May I suggest you keep your eyes open and stay close?
You don't suffer fools, do you, Ensign?
Your safety is my responsibility, and City Alpha 5 is extremely hazardous.
It's all right. I don't either.
Although the particulate matter is dense, the air is breathable.
Dr. Lear.
I'm fine. Few historians ever have an opportunity like this, ever see firsthand remains so well preserved. So little changed. Khan and his followers abandoned this place less than a decade ago.
I am not a historian. I am a Starfleet officer whose current captain was among those Khan assaulted. I am also Vulcan, so any emotional response you may feel is lost on me.
And as far as you're concerned, this is just a waste of time and resources?
I have reviewed Starfleet's records on Khan Noonien Singh and found nothing to suggest he was anything more than a deeply disturbed and incredibly violent individual.
The history we inherit depends entirely on the perspective of those who write it. And those perspectives are always a product of conscious and unconscious bias.
Do Marlon MacGyver's logs contradict anything I've said?
The lieutenant's logs are incomplete.
She assisted Khan in his mutiny and is no longer accorded the honor of that rank.
Feel free to question the longitude and latitude of her loyalty, but give her this. She was an extraordinary historian.
A hidden alcove. Most intriguing.
Right where she said it would be.
These tapes are no longer standard for recording storage.
And there are far more of them than I anticipated, at least 100.
Which suggests that one or many individuals chose to continue her work after she died.
We might make a historian of you yet, Ensign. Of course, the most important question is who made these recordings and when? Okay, the recording computer power cell is dead, but there is still a tape inside.
Allow me. I have modulated the power supply appropriately for the equipment of this era. It was standard Starfleet issue in its day.
Just remove the tape, carefully.
Joachim? Joachim!
Apologies, Doctor.
Will you play for a moment?
Milton said it was better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. I assume that's because God's servants were always expected to be at hand. Where is mine? No. Joachim's a good boy, a good son, my young champion. And Milton was a fool who knew nothing, nothing of hell.
Was that?
Con. Thank you. The computer will need to verify the timestamp, but do you know what this means? These tapes could give us the entire story of Khan's exile.
Indeed. Congratulations, Doctor.
Signal the Excelsior. I have what I came for.
There is no beginning. There is no end. There is only the eternal, ever evolving. With each incarnation growing closer to the perfect expression of its essence, I waited in the darkness, unaware that this world, this spark of divinity, was destined for me. For my hands and those of my followers to remake in our image the Eternal's most perfect version of itself. An empire that will endure. A paradise to outshine Eden. A wonder to inspire all who hear of it to follow in our footsteps. The time has come to forge our path. And so, to work.
Over there. Down there.
How long until all the temporary shelters are up?
At least 3 hours.
You have 2. After that, I want you and your men to finish wiring the perimeter.
Yes, my lord.
You heard his excellency.
Ivan! What are you doing?
MedLab needs this generator.
It must weigh a ton.
I'd say closer to 2.
Asking for help is not madness, my friend.
Yeah, I would, but none of these crocas can match our strength.
This reminds me of
Kuwait. What did they call those tanks?
The Babylon Lions.
More like kittens when we were through with them.
Still took 6 of us to lift 1. Here we are. You ready?
Morning, Khan.
Good morning, Ursula. I hope our doctor is pleased with the new med lab.
I am, thank you. Took you long enough, Ivan. Now hook it up, I have work to do.
Care to give me a hand, Ursula?
These hands were made for more skilled labor.
Not according to your woman.
The power cables are inside, you brutes.
Good morning to you too, Mistress Mado.
It will be when I have some power.
Oh, you know I can refuse you nothing myself, Doc.
Have you inventoried our provisions, Ursula? Was Captain Kirk true to his word?
I had my doubts, but at a glance, it appears he's given us more than a fighting chance. The med lab alone is a marvel. It'll take us weeks just to figure out how the equipment works, and I have no idea what any of the newer medications are for.
Excellent. You should ask Marla to assist you. She will be more familiar with their technology.
Yes, Khan.
Mado, what is the status of our rations?
In addition to our hordes and cargo from the Botany Bay, we have about a year's worth of food.
You consider those dehydrated packets food? Beef stroganoff my ass.
Water temperature during rehydration is essential. Too hot or too cold and they turn to paste, eh? But just right and they almost taste like food.
Look around, both of you. This world is teeming with life. Those rations will be a bad memory within a few days. But store them. Just in case. What else did you find?
Farming tools, improved seeds and fertilizers. I'd like to start taking soil samples right away. We'll need to start planting soon.
And we will. This is most encouraging. You will oversee our planting and crop rotation schedules, Mado.
Gladly, my lord. There is one thing we wanted to ask.
If it is mine to give, it shall be yours.
I've already run a fertility panel. Mado's hormone levels are optimal. I'd like permission to try again. The embryos we brought in storage remain viable.
I understand how important this is to both of you. But are you certain you're ready?
This is bigger than us. Unless I am able to restore what was intentionally denied us by the monsters who augmented our genes, your dreams of an empire will never come true either.
Together you will find a way.
Thank you, Khan.
Thank you.
Khan! Khan!
There is no need to disturb His Excellency with this.
Khan!
Marla, what's all this?
Apologies, my lord. I was moving your lady's belongings to your tent as you directed.
I'm not his lady. Or yours. I am Lieutenant Marla MacGyver's, and my belongings were perfectly fine in the cargo pod.
I believe Ivan could use some assistance at the medbay.
At once, Excellency.
You are displeased.
I am. And I hope you don't expect me to address you as some groveling subservient.
They mean it as a sign of respect, Marla. It's endearing.
It's barbaric.
It's our custom.
Customs can change.
In time, perhaps, but surely this is not the source of your ire. I didn't think I needed to ask you if you intended to share my tent.
I didn't. I thought...
Marla.
Most of them don't speak to me. They barely even look at me. If I am only your woman, I am of no use to them, and they will never accept me.
They will accept you because I command it.
That's not going to be enough. They'll do it, but they'll resent the hell out of it. They already do.
Do you resent them?
No. I think I pity them.
Why?
Created and raised in laboratories like rats, sentient beings designed as tools to serve men who had no idea what they were unleashing on the Earth. The story is a tragedy from beginning to end.
It might have been, had fate not intervened and brought us here.
Huh.
Why, is that something amusing?
I'm just imagining the look on Jim Kirk's face if he ever heard you refer to him as the Hand of Fate. But I'm surprised that you seem to be happy about all this.
I'll admit that finding a world of my choosing and having the resources of one of your starships at my disposal might have been better. But short of that, this world is everything I hoped to find when we left Earth. And you were wrong to pity us. We are humanity perfected in strength, in intellect, in vision. Future generations will marvel at what we are about to build here.
I hope you're right, Khan. And I will do everything I can to assist you.
From your cargo pod?
I need a place that is my own. A place to work, to think, to record the history you intend to make, and as much of what came before it as you're willing to share with me. If they're going to accept me, it must be for me.
As you wish. Enjoy your new abode, my dear.
Thank you. I intend to.
This racket.
Joaquin.
Yes, Excellency.
Where is your son? Shouldn't he be helping you?
He's off with the other youngsters, stretching their legs.
Is that what the young people call it these days?
I do think he already has eyes for, what was her name? Erica?
A future scientist in the making. He could do worse. And what of his proud father?
I believe we should center the camp here. There's a natural grade we could enhance to encourage rainwater to flow away from our dwellings.
Which we will collect down there to irrigate Maddo's crops.
My thought exactly.
What fresh hell is this, do you suppose?
That's my son.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's out of my face!
Hey. He's a half-breed!
Stop this at
once! Get him, Powell!
Get off me!
Come here, boy!
What happened to your eye, Joaquin?
Nothing, my lord.
Do not lie to Khan, my son.
Paolo's fist happened.
Paolo, Richter, Silvana, Erica, all of you, come here. Why have you disturbed the peace and beauty of our new world? Out with it!
He's not one of us.
He's a half-breed, a mongrel.
He needs to learn his place.
His place? Have you forgotten yours?
The humans of Earth were slaves to their petty differences, the imaginary lines drawn on maps by their ancestors. We are superior to them, not just because of the genetic modifications they made to us, but because we are not subject to the instincts that divided them from one another, that drove them to fight endless wars. We will not repeat their mistakes. On this world, all who follow me are the same. We live and die together, with and for one another. There is no other way.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, Connor.
Yes, my lord.
Joachim, son of Joaquin and Talia, kneel before me. I carried this blade into hundreds of battles, and it served me well. I now give it to you as a sign for all to see that you are my young champion. Your mother was human, beloved of your father, Joaquin. She gave her life to bring you into our family and earned her place among us for eternity. No one here will ever dare dishonor it or you again. Or they will answer to me.
Thank you, my lord.
Rise, my young champion.
My life is yours, Khan.
May it be long and glorious. Now, lead the others down to the beach. Force the sea to give up its bounty so that we can celebrate our freedom with a feast.
I will, my lord.
Let's go.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you. No need, my friend. He will do both of us proud.
Khan, come quickly. You should hear this.
The sun hasn't set on the first day of our exile, and he claims victory. Does this look like the spoils we were promised?
No, not at all.
You must allow me to deal with him.
No. I chose him for a reason, and I will handle him. Excuse me. I did not mean to interrupt, Hugo. You were taking issue with my leadership, I believe. Go on.
Very well. You were our undisputed leader on Earth. You swore to us that if we followed you, victory would not be far behind. But you didn't count on the sheer force of those who resisted your rule. You didn't win their hearts and minds. You simply demanded their obedience. We were forced to flee for our lives, to try our luck in the empty void of space. And when you finally roused us from our sleep, you promised us a new life among the stars. All we had to do was take control of a single vessel. Where once again, you underestimated both your opponents and your allies. You have failed us twice, and I, for one, am not interested in a third go.
May I kill him now, my lord?
Take his head!
Kill him!
Silence!
Look around, all of you. Where Hugo sees hell, I see something quite different. That forest is the timber with which we'll craft our homes. Those distant cliffs, granite for our empire's lasting foundation. The inland sea, a steady source of fresh water. Those plains, fields to cultivate. And on that broad plateau, what do you see there, Hugo?
Empty space. What do you see?
A coliseum.
That's madness.
You cannot think beyond your present disappointment. I am already planning for tomorrow. Hear me, all of you. This much I know. Kirk did us a favor. From this quintessence of dust, we will rise. You could search 1,000 light years before you would find another such world. I make you no promises today beyond sweat, tears, toil, and blood, but the reward for that agony will be an empire that will endure for eternity. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I believe in each and every one of you. I believe in your gifts. I believe in your spirits. I believe in our future. And I am certain that after centuries of wandering in the desert, we are finally home.
Khan.
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 Khan! Khan!
Hugo?
Khan!
Walk with me.
Khan! 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 Khan!
I had forgotten your gift for oratory.
73 lives, that's all that's left now. You must make a choice. I cannot allow a serpent to roam free in Eden. You will swear now to remain faithful to me, or you will leave and build whatever petty fiefdom you can far from here. But if you do, you will be barred forever from this place. And if you stay, you will never challenge my authority again.
I'll require a team to survey those cliffs and determine the best way to collect the granite for your Colosseum.
Choose any five you think best fit to the task.
It will be done.
Good afternoon, Mala. Welcome to Medbay.
Thank you, Mado. Ursula, I understand you wish to speak with me.
Yes, MacIvers. Khan believed that you would be able to assist me in categorizing the medications that your former ship provided us.
Okay. Sterilite prevents infection. Dermaline for burns. I think the Stenophil is for anaphylactic shock.
Are any of these compounds useful for improving endometrial thickness or stimulating estrogen and progesterone levels?
Not that I'm aware.
No help at all.
My love, don't.
Fine. I'm looking for a compound called clomiphene citrate, or your modern-day equivalent.
If you know its base ingredients, this device over here will allow you to compound it yourself.
Dear gods!
It's a damned miracle. It's going to work this time. I can feel it.
So can I, my love.
I wish you both luck.
You don't even know what we are celebrating.
I take it you've had fertility issues.
Augment females were not permitted to procreate. The eggs we were born with were harvested in infancy.
Why would they do that?
Control. Only our creators could decide when more augments would be born and with what characteristics.
Did they do the same with the males?
Neutering the males would have been impractical. They required a constant supply of fresh gametes to continue their experiments. Once we were free, many augments, including Khan, took any number of human females to their beds. Our line will be diluted, but never truly extinguished on your home world. But all of the younglings here, save Joachim, are full blood.
I had no idea. I am deeply sorry for their actions. I wish you could understand how much has changed since you were created. Humanity has evolved in the last 200 years. The practices that created you have long been banned by law within the Federation.
Only because you feared what we became, not because anyone ever acknowledged the moral and ethical depravity of our creators.
You don't know that.
Perhaps not, but I know she's here for one reason only.
I beg your pardon?
You think Khan allowed you to join us because he cares for you? His passions come and go as quickly as any man I've ever known. He brought you here because if I fail to reverse the damage to our reproductive systems, there will still at least be one fertile woman on this planet.
He would never.
Ursula, that's enough.
No.
I do not say this lightly, my brother, but this is a mistake. At the very least, Hugo should be punished, made an example.
I will hear no more of this. I have made my decision, and you will abide by it. Joachim, my champion returns.
With his hands full, no less.
You brought dinner.
How'd you do, my boy?
More fish than we can count, plus crabs and edible seagrass.
We shall eat like kings tonight. Well done, Joachim.
Look, a meteor shower.
Everyone, look at the sky.
There must be dozens of them.
It's an omen, my friends. A sign of our glory to come. Where's Mala? She should see this.
Got to be here.
There you are.
Please let the Enterprise still be in range. Enterprise, this is Lieutenant Marla MacGyvers. Do you copy, Enterprise? Please respond. This is Lieutenant Marla MacGyvers hailing any Starfleet vessel in range of this signal. Is anyone reading me?
Sir, this is why you wanted a cargo pod for your own quarters. So you could betray me. Again.
No, that's not...
Then what is that in your hand? And don't tell me it's nothing. Do not lie to me.
It's a communicator. I smuggled it off the Enterprise.
So you could spy on us for Kirk.
Jim Kirk is never coming back to this planet. But if something happened and I needed help, I thought...
If something happened to whom?
You.
I thought you understood the choice you're making.
I did. I do. But...
But what? What has changed in the few hours it's been since you promised to assist me in any way you could?
I wasn't aware then that you had ulterior motives when you brought me here.
What motive?
You want an empire, but your women cannot bear children. You brought me here to be your broodmare.
Ursula has worked for years to reverse the damage. She will succeed.
But I was your plan B, in case she doesn't.
Why did you come here? Tell me the truth.
It was the opportunity of a lifetime. To produce the definitive personal history of one like Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Genghis Khan, as told by the man himself. To leave my mark on history.
It appears we were both mistaken in our assumptions. Your communicator, give it to me. Now! In 1519, when Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes reached Mexico. He knew his mission would be long and bloody. So after he and his men went ashore, he burned his ships. From that moment, his men understood that there would be no turning back. The only way left was forward.
That's the legend, but it's not the truth. When Cortes left Cuba, his charter had been revoked. His expedition was an act of mutiny against the governor. So when he reached Mexico, he scuttled 10 of his 11 ships. For his men, there would be no hope of retreat. But he was enough of a coward that he made sure to leave himself a way out.
How clever you are.
And how sad. You are. How small. Have you ever really loved anyone? Or had a true partner? Do you even know what it would mean to win someone's heart? Or is love too frightening for you to imagine?
Love never built an empire.
Who's there?
Didn't care for the fish, Hugo.
Ah, Ivan. Those slimy tentacle things weren't half bad. Gotta use some salt. And I do wish you'd never found that boombox. Did you happen to bring any other selections? Some bark, perhaps?
These cliffs are treacherous at night.
I'm gathering a survey team at first light. I could use your help, but... I doubt Khan can spare you.
He cannot.
And you never tire of doing his bidding?
The day he led us out of bondage, we swore to live and die by his command. That will never change.
For pity's sake, Ivan! We were at war!
We still are. What did you tell Khan to convince him that you could be trusted?
That I'd build his bloody Colosseum, of course. Good night, Ivan.
What are you? Let go of me!
He was not the only one you needed to convince.
Ivan, you made your point! Now let me go!
With pleasure. До свидания, Скторожец.
Ensign Tuvok to Dr. Lear.
Go ahead.
Captain Sulu has asked me to provide him with an estimate of how long your project will require us to remain in orbit of SETI Alpha 5.
Until I've reviewed everything we found and placed all of the entries in chronological order, which will take conservatively months.
Dr. Lear, the Excelsior cannot possibly remain here for that duration. May I suggest you allow our ship's computer to review the tapes, order the entries, and summarize the findings? The process should take a few days at most.
A computer summary cannot possibly provide the necessary context or content, nor can it cross-reference... Look, that's just not how I work.
Your work cannot take precedence over our other duties.
So how long do I have?
No more than 5 days at most.
That's ridiculous.
Tuvok out.
Star Trek Khan is based on a story by Nicholas Meyer, written by Kirsten Beyer and David Mack, produced by iPodcast Productions, Inc., Secret Hideout, and Roddenberry Entertainment. Production by Realm. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive producers for Secret Hideout, Alex Kurtzman and Aaron Byers. Executive producer, Kirsten Beyer. Executive producers for Roddenberry Entertainment, Eugene Roddenberry and Trevor Roth. Executive producers for Realm, Molly Barton, Carly Migliori, and Fred Greenhalgh. Co-executive producer, Robin Johnson. Co-producer, Greer Mathiot. This podcast is based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Starring Naveen Andrews as Khan, Ren Schmidt as Lieutenant Marla MacGyvers, Sonia Cassidy as Dr. Rosalind Lear, Tim Russ as Ensign Tuvok, and George Takei as Captain Sulu. Also starring Oli Haskavy, Maury Sterling, Mercy Malik, Zuri Washington, with additional voices by Fager Alcasey, Hayden Bishop, Paul Castro Jr., Chad Chennai, Ethan Dubin, Aaron Fors, Juan Francisco Villa, Juliet Golia, Aaron Hendry, Cynthia Hood, Tina Ivlev, Adriel Jovianeres Riviera, Alina Khan, Jacqueline Jackson, Jeremy Maxwell, Christina Oates, Hamish Sturgeon, Regina Toffin, Maxwell Whittington Cooper. Casting by Meg Mormon, CSA, and Sunday Bowling Kennedy, CSA. Looping group casting by Barbara Harris. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Brunel. Additional sound design by Jonathan Roberts. Original score by Marcus Thorne Bagala and Sam Bagala. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Chad Chennai. Additional writing by Mac Rogers. Dialogue editing by Gordon Bramley. Original song, You'll Be With Me, written and performed by Lisa Carbe and Jean-Pierre Duran. Recorded at Mark Grau Studios, The Invisible Studios, Real Voice LA, Adrenaline Studios, and City Vox New York. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA agreement. Copyright 2025 CBS Studios, Inc. All rights reserved. This program is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Star Trek and related marks are trademarks of CBS Studios, Inc.